Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can't. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and ooze at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the Lady Gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Lady Gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Lady Gang.
Hey.
The Lady Gang.
Hey.
We're very excited today. We have an exciting show coming up. I'm Becca Tobin, actress and blogger. Across from me, Kelty is the Kelty Knight.
Yeah, she has a last name. She's important.
At Kelty Knight on Twitter.
At Kelty Knight on Instagram. She wants you to follow her. She's an entertainment journalist, also blogger. To my right, Jack Vanek, clothing designer of Jack Vanek. And she's also a blogger because we have theladygang.com.
I love being a blogger.
It's so fun. I think we're going to just jump right in.
Jumping in.
What's it time for?
Dun, dun, tsh.
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
All right. Who wants to start?
I guess I'll start.
Okay.
Wait, what did it...
Get it, Jack.
I got to figure out what my good week, bad week is. Okay. So, my good week is kind of bleak.
Oh, no.
But I got verified on something. My personal Facebook.
Yeah.
How do you even get verified?
My personal Facebook that I have 1,000 friends on and don't use for anything somehow is now verified.
But you know why?
It's why?
Because you... Didn't you apply to be verified on Twitter? Are you verified on Twitter?
No.
It's connected. Facebook and Twitter's the same. So your Twitter is coming soon then.
You think so?
And
then do they use it for the Instagram?
No, separate.
Not perfect. Well, I'm like, of course, I'm going to get verified on Venmo.
No. Your Instagram is coming. Because
really?
Facebook and Instagram are partners. Twitter's separate.
Oh, yeah. But it's like, they didn't even verify my business page. It's my personal Facebook. I don't know
when
why
you applied,
they would even
you
do
applied
that.
Wrong.
Oh, damn it. Well, anyways, I'm verified, guys.
You got verified.
It sucks.
What's your bad week?
You should Photoshop the little check mark onto other things.
That's what Scott was like trying. He's like, okay, let's find the code to Photoshop it onto your Instagram. I'm like, no. That's embarrassing.
Or genius.
Yeah, or super smart.
Shit. Okay. Well, my bad week. So we had sex with Emily on a couple weeks ago. And she, every time she comes on, she brings us little presents. So last time she brought us a bunch of these little mini lube things. And they're all flavored. They're like blueberry or strawberry or whatever. So I took them home when we're on the podcast. And I kind of like threw them on my table. And had my cleaning lady come the next day.
Oof.
And she like always puts all my stuff kind of like wherever she wants to.
Yeah.
When she came. So she put all my stuff that was laying on the table away. And I didn't really think of it. And then the other night, I was going to bed. Took my glasses off so I can't see shit. And I'm like, you know what sounds really good? A sparkling water.
No.
Out of my soda stream. So I was going to, like, make my sparkling water. And you can add, like, your little flavors.
And they look like that.
Into the sparkling water. So I grabbed, like, up in the shelf to add my little flavor. I'm like, this is going to be so good. I took a sip. And it was lube water.
Oh my god!
It was
lube water.
That's
amazing.
Did you break your machine?
Strawberry lube water? Nope. So apparently,
what did it taste like?
It is shaped exactly like the cartridges.
They are.
Wow. That is impressive. Wow.
Loop water tastes exactly how you'd think it does.
You always do weird things like that. Like, remember when you put Monistat on your toothbrush?
It's because I take my glasses off and I'm blind and I can't see what I'm doing.
Hilarious.
Yeah. So funny. I love you, Jack.
I feel hydrated, though.
Well, from the inside out.
Yeah.
It's a different hole, honey. Different hole.
All right, Kelsey. Whoops. You're up.
Wait.
What?
That was her bad week.
My good week was I was verified on my personal Facebook.
I forgot. Mm-hmm. All right, it was so good, I forgot already.
I told you it was bad.
I was recently on a shoot, and I got to have an eight-week-old puppy as a prop.
What kind? Aww.
It was a little baby lab. Chocolate lab.
Oh, my God.
So soft, and it still had the puppy belly. Aww, you know puppy belly? When it's, like, so soft and it sticks out.
And it's warm.
And it, like, smells. The way they smell is so good. Anyway,
that's I love puppies. Don't tell Scott. That's his favorite dog.
Okay. It was beautiful. Okay, so here's my bad week. It's pretty hilarious. So I'm at the AMC Century City, which is in Los Angeles, and it's a big kind of like outdoor mallish thing that has a movie theater, and I'm going to see a movie. And before the movie, I go up to the food court, and I go and there's two – you know how it's like sometimes you go in a bathroom and then it goes into two wings?
Yeah.
You can go right or left, mm-hmm. and there's like sinks outside the stalls on both sides. So this bathroom was kind of weird. Like, it was – instead of it being right or left, there was kind of like a front and then a back. And so I went to the back to pee in private, and I walk out of the bathroom, and while I'm walking, I walk past the sort of front sink area. And I'm, like, just minding my own business, having a pee, and I walk by, and the woman goes, "Wow, you're not even going to wash your hands?"
What?
To me, while I was walking by, and I had...
What a bitch.
First of all, it's my own personal choice if I want to wash my hands or not.
Hands, whatever.
But I happened to have had washed my hands, but I was in the back area.
No, sometimes I like to play a game in public restrooms, like, see if I can pee without touching a single thing with my hands.
What, so then you don't wipe yourself?
Yeah, but, like, who's wiping themselves and getting anything on their hands?
Yeah, I think it's just, like, a courtesy to wash your hands most of the time. Probably not. But
not, like...
But who calls out someone in a mall? First of all, we're literally in the food court between the Fatburger and the Panda
Express. Nobody's washing their hands.
This is not the high... Like, we're not at the Four Seasons.
But
like,
you have been known to not wash your hands. Remember the makeup artist that came in your hotel room and asked if she could open the soap?
I know, but we've also washed my hands.
You're a dirty bitch.
We've talked about not washing our hands after we've peed before on the podcast.
I mean, I'll do it if I, like, touch a door handle or something, but, like...
I always do, but I don't care if anybody
else does. My pee, my hands, my choice.
Yeah, my body, my choice.
Cut to you shaking everyone's hands. Okay, what was your good week?
No. Good week was the puppy.
Oh, the puppy.
None of us can remember our good
senile.
Weeks.
Okay, my bad week is I'm losing my mind. All right, here's mine. So I'm going to start with my bad week. It's not even really that bad. We're so lame this week. But my friend has a younger sister in her mid-20s, and she's adorable, and I love her, and she's so cute. And I saw her today. I ran into her, and she goes, "Oh, I'm off to go help my friend who's going through a breakup." And I was like, "Oh, that's so nice of you. Like, how was it rough?" She's like, "Yeah." I go, "Well, how long were they together?" And she goes, "They were together a year, and she's your age." With that face, like, she's your age and single now. And I'm like,
she's gone. So, I'm like, forbid.
You adorable little peach. But, like, how all of a sudden did it become scary to be a 30-year-old woman and single? Like, that's what young women think of us.
I think it's probably less scary than it used to be.
No, people freak out. When you turn 30, it's not okay anymore.
Really? I mean,
that's so dumb because men can be single for as long as they want.
You can be George Clooney. Your biological clock, though, that whole thing.
Yeah, but that's not... Okay. I'm not going to go into it.
But it's like a thing. It's a real thing, like the biological clock.
No,
like,
yeah.
I don't start having kids soon. I'm done. Zach will be able to get...
You're basically a raisin.
Yeah. Like, he'll be able to have kids, like, with our grandkids. Like, it's
going
to all be...
Well, at least he has that going for him.
True. So, yeah, that was my bad week where I was like, oh, my God, I got that, like, your old face.
Well...
It's the worst when you realize you're old.
Yeah, it's the worst. But my good week is, on the flip side, that I look great for my age because I did my first chemical peel. And our guest today is responsible for that. And I won't ruin the surprise, but I had never done one of these things. And someone, like, talked me into it, my facialist, and I was like, okay, fine, I'm going to do it. And I'm always that person who thinks, like, I'm not going to have any results.
I always think that.
Me too.
This is bullshit.
But I'm telling you, on day 3 and 4, just like she predicted, I would have crazy peeling. Like, sheets of peeling.
Could you have worked on television?
Never. Okay. Never.
You were hiding.
I was hiding. Okay. So for 2 days, I looked crazy. We can post a picture on the Instagram.
Okay.
Because it's insane. But when I tell you that now I'm in my final days, my
skin. How long ago did you get it?
I would say by day 10, I looked amazing. Like, amazing. My skin still is like baby skin.
It looks insane.
I need it.
Thank you. So that's my good week.
That's a good
week. Because I'm now that age.
You're so old. You need a chemical peel.
And she's your age.
Your age. Like, so wise and have money for nice shoes. Yeah, yeah. I am my
age. In your face, 25-year-old. What's coming up, Kelty?
Speaking of face, Kate Somerville is here to help us with our acne.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
We are very excited about this. We posted about this a while ago in the Lady Gang Facebook group because, and then we had to cancel and reschedule because life is crazy. It's very in demand to get on the Lady Gang, everyone. Our guest this week is one of the leading celebrity estheticians in Hollywood. She's dedicated her entire life to helping people get great skin, and she's also a lady boss. She's the CEO and founder of Kate Somerville Skincare and has an absolutely bomb MediSkin clinic in Los Angeles. She treats major babe stars like Jessica Alba, Deborah Messing, Paris Hilton, and a whole bunch more.
Becca Tobin.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, that's why you're so beautiful. When we did our What the Face episode and we were talking about fillers and Botox and stuff, many of you just asked us, you just have skin questions. You just want to know about skin, not so much about that kind of stuff. And we listened. And so we asked you exactly what you wanted to know in our secret Facebook group. And today, our guest is here to answer all of your questions and mine. Please welcome to the Lady Game, Kate Somerville.
Yay!
Before we start, I just do want to say, I want to shout out one of your products. There's like the green algae thing that you put on your face. It's really good.
Exfoliate. And it like,
yeah, exfoliate.
Exfoliate.
So good.
I found it so many years ago. I don't know where I found it, but it's like, it's a
Wait, isn't the exfoliate the pink stuff?
No, it's green.
No, that's Eradicate.
That's the one I use. Okay. I've been using that for years.
Yeah, we love that product.
So okay. Good.
First of all, tell us a little bit about your lady bossness, because I think there's a lot of women out there that listen to us that have these dreams for themselves, and they think, well, if no one's done it before, how would I be able to do it? And so you really started, you know, this like celebrity trend before it was cool to be, you know, a celebrity person.
Well, you know, it's funny because I honestly just followed my passion. And I went to aesthetic school after college, and I had a dermatologist friend that was like, I lived in San Luis Obispo, and it's just a small town. And I was like, yeah, that sounds really good. And I can make a good living and, you know, support myself. And so I went around, I put a business plan together when I was at aesthetic school. And unfortunately, here in the States, aesthetic school is not like, you don't learn a whole lot. So it's really after you get out of aesthetic school is when I really just went to every seminar I could. And I went around to a bunch of doctors, plastic surgeons and dermatologists. And I said, I want to open a skincare clinic inside of your office. And they were like, great, because at that time, plastic surgeons didn't advertise because it was looked at like it was
hush.
Yeah, and also kind of unethical as a doctor to advertise, believe it or not.
Wow.
And so for me, I was able to advertise and get all these women in for facials and peels, and so it helped him in a way because it gave him more exposure, and then I would take care of their skin prior to a facelift. Mm-hmm. And he taught me a lot too, I have to say. Like, I learned, I was in the OR, so I learned so much about how the body heals and, you know, to see the skin, what it goes through, you know, after surgery. And that's how it all started. And I just learned as much as I could. I was a sponge. In 2000, I think it was like 2001. I think I moved to Los Angeles with my husband. I met him and fell in love and decided to move to LA. So really it was by chance that I landed where I landed.
Wow.
And then 2004, I was like, I want to do my own thing because I had been in doctor's offices my whole career. So I hired a doctor and a couple nurses and another esthetician. It was just the four of us at first.
Wow.
And I found our little place on Melrose Place. And it's just crazy because everyone just started referring their clients, and mainly makeup artists.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how a lot of my celebrities come to me, because their makeup artists are like, "Woo, you got to get into Kate." Because
wow. That's how I had it. That's
yeah,
how
really?
I saw that. Yeah, my makeup artist at Glee, I was having like issues with my skin. She's like, "Kate Somerville." And I came from New York and I was like, "What? What is this magical mm-hmm. place?" And she yeah. sent me there, and I was like hooked ever since.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really how, it was just so grassroots. And
that's cool.
And then what I mean, a lot of paparazzis were then hanging out at the clinic, which was a good thing, obviously, for business, but a bad thing, too. But, like, when Paris and Nicole Richie and Lindsay were really big, they came in and, you know, they would leave there, and then the press just started, you know, really covering Kate Somerville. And then the retailers then asked to carry my line. And at that time, I was literally just mixing in the clinic.
Wow.
And so I had about 7 different products that were mainstays. So I think we launched with 9 products.
Wow. Side note, Paris Hilton has the most insane skin you've ever seen.
She has great skin.
Her skin's insane. It's like a baby's ass.
Yeah.
She's insane.
And you know what? Paris is, and I always shout out for her, because she is someone that people don't realize. She's a very generous person.
Very.
And I love her so much. She really helped me, like, explode my business at that time. And she would be, like, in a recording studio, and I would have some event, and she would stop what she was doing just to support me.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. She, like, people don't realize what an amazing girl she is.
No, she is very sweet.
I love her.
Good friend.
So. Yeah. All right. So on that note, let's begin the deep dive into our faces.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
The first thing everyone, like literally 700 people wanted to know, hormonal acne.
Yeah.
Is there actually anything we can do?
Well, for sure. So, and I deal with this a lot, especially with kids. You know, I personally have a 14-year-old boy that's going through hormonal breakout, and all of his cute little girlfriends are too. And it's a tough age to really talk to a 14 and 15-year-old, mm-hmm. but their hormones are starting to get really crazy, and we go through this through basically our 20s. And
yeah,
then,
what about it when you're like 35 and it's still happening?
It's still happening.
Kelsey's asking for herself.
Yeah, pretty much. This is my question.
You know, the place to really start is getting on birth control to kind of even things out. And there's so many people that can't do birth control.
Right.
So and I'm one of those people too. So I really relate to you. But we always say, okay, let's start with the actual problem instead of a Band-Aid, because topical products can definitely clear you up. But if you really think about it, it's a Band-Aid, right? It's not taking care of the problem internally. So I look then to diet. I'm like, okay, let's get you off, you know, make sure you eat all organic dairy, chicken, because there's so much hormones in our food now. And then there's also things that you can do to really combat hormonal acne. Like, and I learned this through Reese Witherspoon.
Oh.
So she puts chlorophyll in her water. So you can just go to Whole Foods, and it's a little green kind of vial, and you put it in your water. It doesn't taste bad at all. And I swear by that now. I tell all my clients, and I've been doing that. Believe it or not, I'm now perimenopausal. So I'm getting breakout, which is crazy, but it really does help.
Wow.
And then, you know, really eating a lot of probiotics. So I love Bio-K. I don't know if you guys know Bio-K, but if you're not able to get to Bio-K, just make sure whatever probiotic you get in the store is refrigerated. Otherwise, it's not going to work. Or kefir is really good. So dietary things you can do hormonally. And then the number one thing that can get you clear, and I can't stress this enough, stay away from antibiotics. Stay away from you know, internal things like that as much as you can, because it really wipes out your immune system for later on in life. So we do something called LED lights, and this is so key for anybody that's breaking out. So LED lights came on the scene about 10 years ago. I think I've had it around 10 years, and I found it just by chance at a dermatology meeting, but they were using it for skin cancer. So they would put this solution on the skin and then put the light on, and it would activate the solution to help with cancer. And what they found was when you use these lights, it was eradicating the bacteria in the skin. So we started using it for our acne clients. And so we do a blue and red light. And the only downfall is you have to come into the clinic or find a place, and you really need to prep your skin before. So cleanse, exfoliate, and then go under the light. And you go under a blue light for about 20 minutes. And then about 3 or 4 days later, you do a red light. And you do this for about 4 weeks, and it literally transforms your skin. Like, you know, I tell my clients, if they have cystic acne or hormonal acne, before topically I could get you clear about 70%, and now I can get you clear at least 90% now.
Wow.
Yeah, and without drugs, which I love.
That's great.
Someone said, and I quote, "How do I stop being a shiny bitch? Seriously, nothing seems to be working."
I love it.
I love shiny our girls.
Bitch. Well, here's the good news about being a shiny bitch. You are not going to have wrinkles as much as people that aren't shiny. So bless your oils, okay? So good news is you don't need a moisturizer with oil. So you really just need good exfoliation. So you want to get rid of that top layer of dead skin so you have that shine and you don't break out and your skin looks really dewy and fresh. And then you're going to want to hydrate, though. So many people that have oil are actually, their skin looks dehydrated, and you get like that surface dryness. So if you exfoliate and hydrate, and when I say hydrate, look for something that has hyaluronic acid in it. One of my top treatments called Dermal Quench. I'm sure you've had Dermal
Love
Quench.
It.
It's a really small molecule of hyaluronate, and our own bodies produce hyaluronate, and it keeps our skin plump. It keeps our joints, moist. And it's just something that, if you topically apply that, it's going to balance your skin. So good exfoliation. And I'm also a huge believer in steaming the skin. So just really keeping your skin fresh and hydrated. And then using an oil-free moisturizer. You don't need oils if you're oily. So, that's probably the biggest mistake I see. Oily people put on a moisturizer with oil, and I'm like, you have enough.
You're good. Oiled. Well oiled.
Yeah.
What is the quickest way to get rid of acne scars? I have hyperpigmentation, and sometimes I get it. When I get a zit, it goes away, and then the area stays red for a month or two.
Yeah. So, first.
Ugh, it's the worst.
I know.
Yeah.
So the key is, and I just dealt with this. I just left the clinic, and this person had the same issues, and he showed me how he was extracting his pimples. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, he was using his nails, right? And he was just using his fingers, and he was
squeezing.
And I'm like, no. I know you don't want to walk around. Nobody wants to walk around with a whitehead. So I know you guys are going to pick. So let's pick right. Okay. So what you want to do is you want to wrap your fingers in toilet paper. So you really protect your fingers and your skin from digging in. And if it's white or it's not quite ready yet, you can go to Rite Aid or any kind of drugstore and get a lancet. Okay. And you just poke the top part of the pimple and it allows you to have like this canal of the bad stuff to come out, right? Instead, so many people will just go in and they'll dig. And what happens is they break the tissue and then they cause this big, huge wound that sticks around forever.
Yeah.
So say you have the big wound that sticks around and the redness, there's several things you can do. So if you got – you have one of these big guys that come up, after you extract it, you want to put a little bit of Neosporin and a tiny bit of cortisone, like just over-the-counter cortisone. And what the Neosporin does is it helps to, you know, speed up the healing, and then the cortisone helps to bring down the redness. Yeah, and so
smart.
Overnight. And then we have something called D-Scar. And I made this specifically for acne scars, and it's this roller ball, and it in fact it went viral in Asia, and we couldn't keep it in stock because it works. So if you're battling scars a lot of the time, just go to katesomerville.com and look up D-Scar, and if you even Google it too, like people have posted their before and afters, it's crazy. It really works.
You're listening to The Lady Gang.
People want to know about their dark eye and their eye circles. Okay. Is there anything to be done on the skin side of that?
Definitely. I mean, there's a lot of eye creams out there, and we have one. It's called Cytocell, and it really does help with dark pigment under the eyes, and it depends on the dark circles. If it's pigment, that means that we need to use like a retinol to kind of really brighten the skin underneath. But if it's like you have bags, this is a fun little trick too I give my clients. So if you get kind of puffy eyes, you can steep two green tea bags in like a warm cup of water and then apply it to the skin for about 5 minutes. And then while you do that, put 2 spoons in ice and take your eye cream after you put the little bags, tea bags, on your eyes for about 5 minutes. You take that off and then you take your eye cream and you massage and your eye cream with the cold spoons.
Oh, sounds amazing.
And see what happens is, so the tea bags have caffeine. So caffeine constricts, right? So it takes that bag out because it's constricting the fluid. And then the cold really constricts and you can kind of move that fluid around. So it's a really good trick, especially if you're traveling.
Life hack.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Becca Tobin's face just changed.
I'm mind blown.
I can't wait.
I get the worst bags under my eyes.
Yeah, I do too. And especially like if I eat something like sushi or I haven't slept a lot or I've traveled a lot. So, and two, what's so cool is most of the time everything that you need is in your hotel room, right?
Yeah.
The tea bags are usually there. You've got spoons and you've got ice.
I love this. Hackety hack hack. Someone said, I get tiny whiteheads and no matter what I use, they continue to pop up. I'm old and I wash my face daily. What the f***?
Okay, so
we love you, Lady Gang.
Yeah, what I really think probably she's talking about, and this happens a lot, I see, is it's like this underground milia that you can't get out. You can't get out, right? So what it is it's trapped little sebum that gets caught under the skin. And two, a lot of times I see women that are using too heavy of a cream, especially eye creams. I notice it's around the eyes. And we actually have to take a lancet and extract them out, which is difficult. So good exfoliation is so key. You can pretty much help your skin out if you're getting those clogged pores by exfoliating. And when I say exfoliating, you need to do good exfoliation because not all exfoliation is equal. So I really love a good scrub that has really tiny beads, though. I don't like anything with nuts or anything that can tear the skin. So like Exfolicate, for instance, it has these little tiny beads, and then it has an enzyme And it has lactic acid and a little bit of glycolic. So you get that physical exfoliation and you get the chemical exfoliation. So if you can't get to exfoliate, you know, just go to your local drugstore. Make sure you find a scrub that's really fine. And then look for maybe a peeling pad that has AHAs, lactic acid. And you need to do both, though, to really see a difference in exfoliation. Because really a scrub is just lifting the dead skin. The acids are what really take the next layer down. And that gives you that stunning glow. Mm-hmm.
So smart. Did everyone understand that? Let's just rehash that. You got to get a scrub, and mm-hmm. then you got to get an AHA pad. Mm-hmm. Got to get the acids.
I feel like we'll make a blog post with everything that
I think we should.
About.
I think we for should. Sure. All right. We will be right back.
Wait, I have a question. Oh. One more question. Kelly is who I see.
Oh, my God.
At
Kelly
the
Belly.
She's
yes.
the best.
I love you, Kelly Belly.
And she was saying, yeah. I asked her one day during a facial, I was like, we talked about it on the Lady Gang one day, mm-hmm. the shaving of the face.
Oh, yeah.
And she goes, you have to ask Kate when she comes on.
Yeah. Oh, I want to yeah. know everything.
Tell us.
So I shave my face.
I do, too.
You do? Mm-hmm. One time, I saw this. The reason it came up is I saw, well, you talked about it. Your facial, you brought it up after I told you I met that woman that looked amazing and she was like 80.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I said, what's your secret? And she said, I shave my face like a man every day.
Every
and
day.
Then you said, oh, my God, my facialist told me about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell us everything.
So I've been shaving since I was probably 23, 24. And before I opened Kate Somerville, I worked at a really prestigious plastic surgeon's office. And he did everyone. And when I say everyone, I mean everyone. And he was connected with kind of that glamorous beauty. I wish I could say their names, but I can't because of confidentiality. But
I can tell you really want to, which I love. Appreciate.
It's the beauties that we all look up to.
Yeah.
And and they all shaved their face. That was the one thing I learned, and that beauty secret that nobody really talked about. And also, like, waxing. Like, for me, I have eczema, and I also have really dark skin. So I can't wax. It irritates my skin. And number two, it hurts like crazy. And number three, you know, for me, it just would really irritate my skin for my eczema. So I started shaving, and it just really kept my skin looking great. And so I tell people, shave your face. And I know people are like, oh, I'm going to get bearded. But that's a wives' tale, by the way. Nothing changes hair growth other than hormones. Okay. So, you know, when your mom was like, oh, don't shave too early or you're going to get stubble. Well, the reason why you got stubble is because you grew up and your hormones changed. Mm-hmm. Your hair would get thicker no matter what. And so you're not going to get stubble unless you have really thick hair anyways. And that just means you need to shave more often. So,
are you shaving with like a razor that you shave your legs with, or what kind of razor?
No. See, I'm a super shaving snob. I use like my husband's razor, like the Mach 3 Gillette. Like,
but you use a proper like 3-prong razor.
Yeah,
I use
do.
The little like Amazon
no,
face
no,
razor.
No, no, no. You will break out if you do that.
What if that? What if
yeah.
That's why.
So you Maybe. Really need a good razor, and you need a good cleanser. Like, I use our Gentle Daily Wash.
Oh, I love
so,
that stuff.
Yeah. So I really, like, I lather up pretty good, and I shave. And even for boys and men, you know, it's really important to prep the skin so you don't break out after. So and change your blades all the time. Mm-hmm. So you want like that really good shaver. You don't want the cheapies that you typically shave your legs with.
Are you just shaving your cheeks or your like? Are you shaving your whole face?
I shave from like my what would you call this? My
cheekbone,
cheekbone down.
Mm-hmm. And then on your forehead.
Mm-hmm.
What happens?
I don't shave my forehead, but I could.
I don't
want
to accidentally get my eyebrow.
Yeah, that's probably why I don't do that.
And then what happens if you miss a day or a couple days? Nothing.
Nothing. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Have you started shaving?
No,
I'm gonna
scared,
start doing
but
it.
Now I'm gonna do
so,
it.
Me too.
It's so
Let's
great.
It grows back like peach fuzz.
It does.
Like when
Can
I like. get busy and then thing. I forget. No, you forget. And then when you do it again, you're like, oh, I see the little peach coming off. But it doesn't go back black like your vagina.
Yeah, that's look the problem at her with the vagina.
Skin. Look at her skin, though.
Well, I mean, I'm on Accutane, so this is fake.
Oh. Yeah, it looks good.
Can't you see the Aquaphor right here, Kate? Look at this. I'm a dry ass face. Okay.
I gotta get her goat's milk.
My vagina is dry as well. Just want to know everyone wants to know that. All right, and now a message from our sponsor.
Hey, ladies! Get funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
Okay, we're back. Hope you let that comment I gave. Sorry, Mom. Okay. Okay, so the 20-year-olds in the Facebook group, they said, what is the best skincare regime for your 20s for preventative care and maintenance? There has got to be a balance between cleanser and moisturizer and my vanity looking like a chemistry lab at this point.
Yeah. So 20s, you're just lucky unless you have breakout or some kind of issue because just – enjoy what you have because it does change. And but there is three things that really, really keep your skin good at that age. And it's not your typical cleanser, toner, moisturizer. Like, I've never bought into toner, by the way, because toner, really, if you look at the ingredients, it's typically water and fragrance. And it's just a step, I feel like, that has been like a marketing gimmick for the cosmetic industry. So I'm all about exfoliation, hydration, and then a really good moisturizer that has the things that you need. And in your 20s, exfoliating. I can't even say it anymore. So make sure twice a week you're exfoliating. And then you're getting that hydration step. So hyaluronic acid's really important.
What's a hyaluronic acid? Like, what is that in? It's in a product? You don't just buy that.
It's in, like, a serum. Like, for us, it's called Dermal Quench. It's a spray for us because I wanted the molecule really small so it penetrates deep. You can get it even in moisturizers at this point. Just something that has that ingredient's really important. And then the last step would be your moisturizer. And your moisturizer in your 20s really has to have a lot of antioxidants. So A, C, E, make sure it has antioxidants to kind of fight the free radical damage. And then, of course, a sunscreen. And, you know, a cleanser is a cleanser is a cleanser. Like, I love my cleansers, but it's not going to transform your skin, mm-hmm. right? In your late 20s, though, this is when you add in retinols. So you, like, anytime any of my clients come to me and they're in their late 20s or early 30s, I then start putting them on retinols because retinols will keep your skin looking young forever, 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 forever.
It's very interesting. What do you think of Botox?
I love it.
So do we.
Because a lot of skincare people, they will say, you don't need it. You just need my cream, and that's what'll keep you.
That's because they're assholes.
Yeah, no.
So when is our girl, you know, 25, 30?
I've been doing Botox since I was 24. And Botox is not an age thing, okay? Mm-hmm. Botox is if you have a lot of movement in your forehead, you're really expressive. I don't care what age you are. It does help prevent wrinkles because you're not constantly moving those muscles. And then basically a wrinkle is a scar. So you're constantly moving that muscle and you're creating that crease. So I'm just lucky I got exposed to it young. Right. Hopefully we don't all die from botulism at the end of, like,
fingers crossed, Kate.
Yeah, we're gone.
See you guys in hell.
Yeah, but I love it. I mean, it's saved my skin. And, you know, I work on a lot of actors. So it's really important for actors to have a lot of movement still so they can express. And so we just do a half dose. And so they still have expression, but their skin bounces back, right? It's not, like, so deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People wanted to know what derma rolling is, and so does Kelty.
So do I.
What is it? Is this, like, the rolling pin that has the needles?
Yeah, the microneedling.
Yeah.
So microneedling really works. you know, when it first came out, it was this crazy kind of archaic, you know, roller. Yeah. And, you know, I have to say I was not a big fan because if you don't cleanse it properly after you do it, you're asking for such a nightmare as far as like infections. But now it's gotten where you can get them where they're disposable. Mm-hmm. And we have a new treatment in the clinic called IndyMed. And, super exciting because it's microneedling. At the end of the needles, it has this frequency. So the needles go down and it releases this frequency that really stimulates your collagen. And one of the first times ever I can look at someone and say, we can get rid of your stretch marks. And that is never, ever, like for years and years and years, we're like, we can't do anything with stretch marks. And this actually takes stretch marks away. Wow. So, and it tightens the stomach and the neck. It's just an amazing treatment. So we,
damn girl.
Yeah,
are there ones, are the derma rollers that you can buy and do at home? Or do you recommend doing it in like a salon or a clinic?
I would do it at a clinic. If you get one, I would try and get the disposable ones because you're never going to get it as clean as you need to at home.
Yeah.
And it's just something, I don't know. I mean, yeah, you can do it at home, but just be careful. Just be careful.
It scared me too much. I never did it.
Yeah. It kind of hurts too.
Unless you live at the Kate Somerville place.
Yeah.
That
like
sounds
to.
Like kind of fun.
Which I practically do.
People wanted to, said, you said a cleanser, cleanser, cleanser. Is a cleanser, is a cleanser. They said, how many times can I say cleanser?
One more time.
Cleanser. They said, if I'm going to buy one expensive skincare product, what should I be? Oh, what about our college babes?
Your moisturizer for sure. That's hands
moisturizer's
down.
The one.
Mm-hmm. Moisturizer, okay. Because it can deliver so much, right? There's so many moisturizers out there that have peptides or retinols or glycolics or anti-aging ingredients. So that's where you're going to spend your money.
Okay. How do I get rid of blackheads on my nose?
Oh, my gosh. Well, this is something you need to exfoliate. So you want to exfoliate before
you do it.
I feel
like the blackheads, though, Kate, are in there deeper.
They are, and this is where I'm going.
Then you got to get them out.
So I have blackheads on my nose, and it is – I actually love when I get them out because it's so fun. I don't know. I'm one of those sickies. But that's what I do for a living, so – So after I get out of the shower, after I exfoliate, I get out of the shower and I wrap my fingers again in the tissue, and then I just go in and I squeeze and I watch the wormies come out, and I do it once a week. And I have one of those great, but awful magnifying mirrors.
Oh God, that's the worst.
And I go to town.
I have a question about that because I struggle with the same thing with the blackheads. Mm-hmm. I find that I get very dry on the nose, and then I have like a little peeling after.
After?
What
after
do I do?
So
after doing the extractions.
Most likely you are pressing way too hard and you're actually like, you know,
ripping.
Ripping. So just remember, wrap your fingers and don't press as hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, just a couple more, because you've actually covered a lot of things within other things.
Okay.
How can I shrink my pores? I've tried everything. Here's her list. Makeup, drinking more water, toners, serums, nothing seems to work.
None of the things that you said will shrink pores. So good exfoliation will help. So think about, like, if you think about an ant hill, if you're, like, I grew up on a ranch, so for me... this
good
is
metaphor.
Something good. Yeah. So it's an anthill, right? And so the anthill kind of looks like, you know, like a little volcano, right? But if you wipe that away, right, and then it becomes like this tiny little hole. So think of your skin in the same way. So if you're exfoliating, you're getting rid of that kind of that top layer of skin, so it's making your pores look larger. But honestly, the only thing that's really going to change pore size is lights and lasers.
Okay.
So we have a laser called Laser Genesis, and it is so amazing for textured skin or enlarged pores. It just smooths everything out. And it, basically what it's doing is it's smoothing the collagen out. So those are the two steps that will help you with pore size.
Okay, last one, and then you can add your own questions if you want.
Okay.
someone, you talked about Retin-A, but I think a lot of people don't understand how to use it and like what to buy.
Okay.
Because like when I was 24, I found some Retin-A in like Hong Kong, and I definitely like bought it and started applying to my face, and it like burnt my face off. So can you tell us like where we should get our Retin-A, what it looks like, and how do we put it on?
Okay. So Retin-A itself is really harsh, and it's something that I'm so excited that we don't have to use Retin-A anymore, especially for my job, because I would get calls from makeup artists, and because I'd put my clients on Retin-A because they really need it. You need it. It changes your skin, and you go through this phase of like peeling and redness if you're using Retin-A, and then that kind of goes away after about 4 to 6 weeks. But you have to get through that stage. The only problem with Retin-A is it's really strong. So for us, we formulated a retinol that's really special. So basically our retinol, and I can talk to you about drugstore retinols too, because you can definitely go that route, and I'll explain that. But the retinol that we came up with is so brilliant because it's wrapped in a lipid. So if you looked in a kind of like a microscope and you saw the retinol that we have, it's like a sphere, and the outer part matches your skin. It's a lipid, so it's really moisturizing. And then as it goes down into the skin, it releases and it melts deeper in the deeper levels, and it releases the retinol deeper into the levels where you want the retinol. What I tell a lot of my clients is you won't get like what I call a flash burn, right? Because that's what you're getting.
Right.
You're getting like that burn of the retinol on the top of layer of the skin. So you want to look for a retinol that maybe is time released. So ours is somewhat time released. And also you want to couple it with that hyaluronic acid that I was talking to you about. We have something called Dermal Quench Retinol, and it releases retinol and hyaluronic acid at the same time. So you get like this awesome hydration and glow, but then you get the medicine that's going to help with the wrinkles and the pore size and the, you know, discoloration, whatever your issue is. And, so look for something that's a little less intense. Like if you're going to a drugstore, I know Rock has one that's a little less intense. So all retinols and Retin-A's are not equal. So if you're in that age group where you need retinols, that's where you want to spend some money too. You want to make sure that you're on one that's a little more gentle. And I always say, okay, 20s, 2 times a week, 30s, 3 times a week, 40s, 4 times a week, 50s, 5 times a week, 60s, 6 times a week. And the other thing I was going to mention, if you have acne, acne responds with retinols so well, and especially our Dermal Quench, the retinol, because it gives you hydration. It and acne skin typically is a little more sensitive.
Yeah.
So it really helps to dry things up, but you're still getting hydration and you're getting that medicine to really clear, and it really helps with scarring too. So super important to pepper in retinols if you have acne.
Jack, last questions.
What are your thoughts about the drinking collagen thing? Have you
heard
of that?
That's a big hot thing right now in Hollywood.
Drinking collagen?
Yeah, they have like different powders that you can put your water in. It's you're just drinking the collagen rather than.
You know what? I can't really comment, but I can say this. And I wish I had her. If I had my phone, I would give you her book. It's the gal that was on Orange is the New Black, and she came out with a diet book, and she's been drinking the marrow broth. Do you guys know about
bone
this book?
Broth?
Yes. And I don't – if you look at her and the person that she put this book out with, her skin is – like ridiculous. I've never seen skin so perfect. And she said her skin really changed when she started doing the bone broth. And so I have a feeling there is something to it, but I can't really comment – about like clinical, like is it really changing your chemistry? But I am a believer in you are what you eat. So
so all this candy on the table, you're like,
so I'm a French fry.
I see that you're having coffee. Just kidding. This was tea, Kate. I see your Aquaphor and I see your candy and your acne and you're an asshole. I understand.
No, but I really think if you eat really healthy, you're going to have better skin. Everything's going to be better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, but I want to find that book. Maybe, Freddie, can you Google it?
We'll post about it.
It's so good. It's such
Becca,
a good
do you have
book.
Any last questions?
Mm-mm. I think
because you look amazing.
Oh, thank you. I did so a V peel recently. Oh,
I'm going to do that tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
It was crazy. I didn't believe that I was going to see a difference because that's just, I'm a skeptic.
Yeah.
I had baby skin.
Yeah.
I want to
baby skin.
I love
skin.
This so much. Oh, Kate, we cannot thank you enough
for coming
to visit us and giving us your smarts. Now, everyone can go on the site, katesomerville.com. Mm-hmm. You can also go to one of my favorite stores, Sephora, and buy all the products. Where else can we find you? Social media?
Nordstrom, social media, Instagram, of course. Yeah. Yep. All the Facebook.
Get on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
Thank you so much for coming.
What is the new one? Snapchat.
Are you on a Snapchat?
Oh, yeah.
What are you snapping?
We're snapping like all kinds
facials
of
and
like things. I did a home facial the other night, which is so scary because I didn't have any makeup on and like wet braids. And then like I'll just snap like fun little tips and stuff. Like the green tea bag.
Yeah.
You
do
it?
So, yeah. So
follow along, girlies. Yeah. This is excellent. And five boys.
Yes.
And listen, if you made Becca this beautiful, then that's something to attest to. There it is.
True.
It's true. If you want 20% off Jack Vanek,
use code LADYGANG.
That is true. And we're so excited. And while you're following Kate on social media and Snapchat and seeing all her tricks and trades, follow me on Instagram at Kelty Knight.
Oh,
follow Becca. It's Becca Tobin. Follow Jack Vanek. And follow the Lady Gang at the Lady Gang. And always check out our site for all of our latest news and blogs and fun posts, theladygang.com. And over at theladygang.com, you can apply to be a contributor to our site and see your written word on our page. We love you so much. Happy skin. Don't eat candy or coffee anymore.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
No, do it again. Do it again. We got to do really good. Don't edit it out, though, because I like when people know where we have flaws.
Okay. One, two, three.
See you next Tuesday. Yay! Woo!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Thanks for listening.